Welcome back to SpaceX Daily, Space Cadets. Today we're diving deep into the latest happenings in the world of space exploration with none other than Neil Rocketman, space analyst extraordinaire. Neil, thrilled to have you back.
Always a pleasure, Ava. The cosmos has been buzzing lately, and I'm eager to unpack it all.
Let's start with Crew 8. They're finally heading home from the ISS after a slight delay thanks to Hurricane Milton. It's a reminder that even in space travel, we're not immune to earthly weather woes.
Absolutely. It's a testament to the meticulous planning that goes into these missions. Safety is paramount, and delaying a splashdown to avoid rough seas is a no-brainer. It's also a reminder of the increasing frequency of extreme weather events and their potential impact on spaceflight operations.
Speaking of delays, the situation with those two astronauts stranded on the ISS due to the Starliner hiccups is, well, it's quite a story. To be stuck in space for months longer than planned because of technical difficulties must be surreal, to say the least.
It's an unprecedented situation, Ava. While both astronauts are highly trained and capable of handling the extended stay, it highlights the complexities and risks inherent in human spaceflight. It also underscores the importance of having multiple reliable options for crew transportation to and from the ISS.
And this incident with Boeing's Starliner really throws a wrench into their plans to compete with SpaceX, which has been racking up successful ISS missions. It seems like SpaceX is pulling ahead in this new space race.
There's no denying SpaceX's impressive track record, Ava. They've demonstrated remarkable capabilities in a short period. However, setbacks are part of the learning curve in any pioneering field, and Boeing will undoubtedly analyze the data from the Starliner mission to improve their spacecraft. Competition in space exploration ultimately benefits everyone, pushing innovation and driving progress.
This brings us to another interesting development in the world of SpaceX. Neil, we're hearing reports that Japan's Maritime Self-Defense Force is considering using Starlink for internet connectivity on their vessels. Can you tell us more about this?
Absolutely, Ava. It seems the MSDF is looking to leverage the power of Starlink to address the long-standing challenge of reliable internet access at sea. They're aiming to equip a significant portion of their fleet with Starlink terminals, starting with 48 vessels in the fiscal year 2025, with ambitions to expand it to almost all major vessels by 2028. This is a substantial investment in enhancing their operational capabilities.
That's quite an ambitious rollout plan. What kind of impact do you think this could have on the MSDF's operations?
Well, Ava, reliable, high-speed internet access is becoming increasingly critical for naval operations worldwide. It's not just about keeping sailors connected with their families back home, although that's certainly a significant morale factor. This move could significantly enhance their situational awareness, communication capabilities, and even their ability to coordinate with allies in real time.
It sounds like we're talking about a potential game changer in maritime communications.
Indeed. Imagine the strategic advantage of having seamless, high-bandwidth communication across an entire fleet, even in remote or contested waters. It could revolutionize maritime operations, from disaster relief and humanitarian aid to, well, let's just say it has significant implications for national security as well.
This seems to be another example of how SpaceX's technologies are not just pushing the boundaries of space exploration, but also having tangible impacts on terrestrial applications.
Precisely, Ava. Starlink was initially conceived as a means to fund SpaceX's Mars ambitions, but it's rapidly evolving into a global communications infrastructure with far-reaching implications. We're witnessing the convergence of space technology and everyday life in ways we could only imagine a few years ago.
Neil, this lawsuit against SpaceX regarding their Starship tests in Texas is raising eyebrows. It seems environmental concerns and the high cost of innovation are on a collision course.
Absolutely, Ava. The lawsuit filed by SaveRGV focuses on SpaceX's water deluge system, which mitigates damage to the launch pad during Starship's fiery liftoffs. The environmental group wants it halted until their concerns are addressed. SpaceX, however, argues that any such delay would cost them a staggering $4 million per day.
That's a hefty price tag. What contributes to such a high daily operational cost?
SpaceX cites personnel, facilities, overhead, and the delay in achieving milestones for contracts with the Air Force and potentially even NASA's lunar program. Remember, their Starbase facility in Texas employs nearly 2,000 people, including engineers, technicians, and support staff. Halting operations means those salaries are paid without any progress on Starship.
So it's a ripple effect. Not just the immediate cost of running Starbase, but also the potential loss of future revenue and partnerships.
Precisely. SpaceX claims over $149 million in payments from the Air Force's rocket cargo program are tied to Starship milestones. Any delay jeopardizes these agreements. Plus, there's the prestige of NASA's second moon landing contract, which hinges on Starship's success.
This case highlights the complex interplay between technological advancement, environmental concerns, and economic realities. It'll be interesting to see how the court balances these competing interests.
Indeed, Ava. This case could set a precedent for future space ventures. It underscores that the path to innovation, especially in a field as complex as space exploration, is rarely smooth. The anticipation for Europa Clipper's launch is palpable, but this delay emphasizes that even in space exploration, sometimes Mother Nature has other plans.
Indeed, Neil. It's a stark reminder that for all our technological prowess, we're still at the mercy of terrestrial forces.
Absolutely. While it's frustrating, the caution exercised by NASA and SpaceX is understandable. A minor issue exacerbated during launch could jeopardize this $5 billion mission and years of meticulous planning.
You're right. Imagine the irony of a mission to explore a potential ocean world being scuttled by a hurricane here on Earth.
The imagery would be poetic, but the scientific setback would be immense. This delay, while hopefully brief, highlights the delicate balance between ambition and caution in space exploration.
Well said, Neil. This delay, though a blip in the grand scheme of things, underscores the complex realities of space exploration. We've covered lawsuits, environmental concerns, and now the raw power of nature, all impacting the journey to the stars. It's a potent reminder that the final frontier begins right here on Earth, and navigating those challenges is as crucial as any rocket launch. Thank you for joining us today, Neil, and for your insightful analysis. For SpaceX Daily, this is Ava Starship signing off.